News, I'm Ben Thomas. The ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war already being tested. An Israeli military agency says it will halve the number of trucks allowed to bring humanitarian aid into Gaza over concerns about the slow return of the remains of dead hostages. Sam Mednick has more reaction from Tel Aviv.
We're just down the street from the Forensic Institute in Tel Aviv that is identifying the deceased bodies of the hostages from Gaza before they're returned to their families. You can see a makeshift memorial that's been set up. A sign says in Hebrew, sorry, and flowers put up and posters with faces of the hostages on them. Now, as part of this ceasefire deal, all of the bodies of the hostages are meant to be returned from Gaza. When it went into effect, there were 28 bodies, and so far only a few have been released. Families of the hostages and the hostage forum that supports them is demanding that all of the bodies come out.
In Gaza, Hamas security forces have returned to the streets, clashing with armed groups and killing alleged gangsters in what it says is an attempt to restore law and order in areas where Israeli troops have withdrawn. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly said the war will not end until Hamas has been dismantled. President Trump today.
Well, they're going to disarm, and because they said they were going to disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
On other matters, President Trump says the U.S. has struck another boat allegedly carrying drugs in the waters off Venezuela. He says six aboard were killed. In economic news, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says a slowdown in hiring suggests the economy does need more interest rate cuts, despite inflation edging up to about 2.9%.
Rising downside risks to employment have shifted our assessment of the balance of risks.
A seesaw day on Wall Street ended mixed, the S&P edging down 0.2%, while the NASDAQ dropped 0.8%, with tech heavyweights like NVIDIA and Broadcom weighing on the market. The Dow gained just over 200 points, about 0.4%. This is AP News. A rare October storms brought heavy rain and mudslide warnings to Southern California.
As downpours moved through, drivers hydroplaned and accidents were reported on flooded roads, the National Weather Service issuing flash flood warnings in several counties that recently had wildfires.
Really concerned that as these higher rain rates hit those burn scars, it could bring some of that debris down with it in a flooding situation.
He says they're clocking wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour, and rainfall totals in some spots are at 3.5 inches.
And it's not so much the amount of rain in total that can cause problems with this storm. It's when the really heavy stuff comes and you get a really big downpour in a very short amount of time.
Evacuations are in effect in some areas. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.